Giannotti, and I live at 462 Eagle Rock Road, which is my question would be, are they planning on building more by coming down?
Like putting a whole bunch of stuff in this area right here? Or is it just cleaning up right over here, just cleaning up this? Are they adding over here? And also, when they talk about a privacy fence, if that here, is there going to be a privacy fence going all the way down here? So that would help my view right here, because they're high, which would look over here. So privacy fence over here.
A privacy fence would work to help block the view from your residence?
If they put a privacy fence over here, so I'm not seeing over here how big the privacy fence would they build up.
Yeah, okay.
And obviously I have two small children. When you have new people coming in, it's nice that I know all my neighbors. When you have new people coming in, you don't know them, and it just worries them with small children.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
I'm Charles Johnson and live at 327 Eagle Rock Road. And my biggest concern is where the drop-off is that they built a bunch of dirt in there several years ago. I think it...
It's right here.
Let's see.
See my cursor?
It's
that rocky area right there.
Yeah. But
I can
when
get
they
it
put that in, there was no bunker down below. And the water came down through there like crazy. Now, where'd it go?
It's this rocky drop right there.
But there's a valley there, and water come down through there. And it totally made a mess of everything. And I'm wondering how the runoff is going to be when everything is built up there.
So currently there's a runoff issue, in your opinion, of water flowing down?
At times, yeah.
Okay.
They put concrete, like alongside a road, that gray line. But it comes down through there, and I've seen it get almost up the top of the road, and there's a good-sized drop-off there. And I'm wondering how much more they're going to add in on that, if they are. But if they clear all that off, it's going to be a total mess.
Can you show me the location of your house, sir? Can you?
327 Eagle Rock Road.
Fine, that's God.
Right on the corner, Scott.
Yeah. On the corner.
Straight north at the intersection.
Right up here.
Yeah. Right there.
Okay, so you're directly affected by the runoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes right down through the bottom of the hill.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks. And I've had the DNR out there a couple times. The DNR has looked at that. I've looked at it. And their runoff pipe, their collection pipe, was completely washed out. This has been a couple years ago. A lot of siltation that the DNR looked at. The concern was the lake that's down below it. So I guess the blocks and whatever DNR, it looks like they have a outlet pipe now. This right here, unless that's just laying there. But at one time, it just completely washed that out. But...
That looks like an excellent place for some stormwater retention. Is there any way we can put that in this?
I mean, I guess you can.
Requires some stormwater retention.
Some kind of retention besides what's there or something.
It takes some engineering to see what kind of flow that
Correct.
And what it would take.
Right. To hold it and then release it slower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
No worries. Next, do we have anyone else?
I'm Bobby McTaggart, 511 Eagle Rock Road in Branson. And my question is, how many lots are there currently, and how many do they intend to increase it by? How many lots will there be? I guess it's by lots or units. How many are there currently, and how many will be there? And will they be building down in that area where Mr. Johnson was just talking about where the runoff is? Because it's also a danger for children with the runoff. That's my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
My name is Larry Cook, and I live at 395 Eagle Rock Road. And my concerns are basically the same as everybody else's. But mine is, I am literally like right across the street from it. Right? And there is a lot of runoff there. And where the rock is, where they came out last year or year before, I don't remember now. But, I mean, nothing's finished off. Everything, I mean, it's just doesn't look very good at all. It does not help property value at all. And that's what I'm concerned. If they're going to come out this way, what are they going to do to correct it or make it look better and try and keep everybody's property value up?
And was that done for the runoff issue?
No, they got an extension. They started filling that in so they could put more mobiles over there. And then it got stopped whenever, if I'm not mistaken, the city would not allow more mobile homes to hook up to the city sewer at that time. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong on that. But I know it got, because I think that part of it was grandfathered in.
Okay.
But I'm not 100% on that one. So.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Can I have a follow-up question?
No, sir, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. You had your time. Do you all want to come up? Do you keep track of the questions?
Somewhat.
As far as what was done before, we just took possession of this property a month ago, so
this is the first we've heard of any runoff issues.
We were assured that all the runoff issues had been approved and addressed through the county, and everything was taken care of on that already. And as far as cleaning everything up, everything there needs cleaned up. It's been neglected for 30 years, so everything on that property was a mess. Everything.
And as far as building more lots, we're mainly just trying to remove the existing mobile home.
That was one question, though. What's the total unit count right now?
68.
Do you know?
Right now, it's right at 80.
80?
Lots right now. And we were wanting to add like 50 more, but they'd be up behind the office and down this southern side.
And then another question is, do you plan on extending where that stone is at currently?
No.
I didn't think so.
We thought about putting some tent camping or something down there. I don't know what to do with it right now. I know it's a mess. It needs addressed, but I'm not sure what to do with it right now. We're just trying to get the park cleaned up because every inch of it needs work. And
so when you say add 50, then you're looking at 130 total units?
Total units, yes.
So in southern parts here?
Yes.
And then behind the office,
yes,
of course, is this area because the office was right in there.
Right down through here, we were planning on adding lots down this side and then see the office.
It's right in this area.
Okay, yes, back through here.
Yeah.
So nothing else will basically be affected at this time. We're just wanting to get it cleaned up.
And is there any nightly, like, RV rental space now?
Yeah.
That's what my...
And we wanted to add to that as well.
Right. That's when they were concerned about the nightly rentals is who's coming in. That's basically what is existing there right now with the RVs.
And how
mobile homes are the
problem. How many of the 80 are for the nightly rental RVs?
There are,
sorry to put you on the spot, but.
I didn't know this.
There's 20.
For nightly rentals, right now there are only 8 nightly rental lots. Well, they're all nightly rentals, but some of them been there for 20 years. They're in campers, but they're staying there full time. So, but they're all actually nightly rental. There's 68
RV lots.
Yes, 22. Well, actually, that makes it more than that. 22 mobile home and 68 RV currently.
And as far as the traffic on Eagle Rock, I don't see that anyone would be using that road. Everyone should be coming in at the stoplight. We do plan on putting a barrier there at the Carson House to prevent people from coming into the property from.
I believe they've had trouble with the previous owner and actually it was mobile home that was there. It was not a nightly rental. It was a mobile home that we evicted since we've taken over. And they had a four-wheeler or something. They were going down that back road and all hours of the night. So he has been evicted, and they've removed that mobile home already.
So then they're for the individuals staying, they wouldn't have access to get out on Eagle Rock. That would be a lock gate.
Right.
Type yeah, and that's center. A permanent tenant in that home right now. At least it yearly.
Did I miss any questions? I tried to write them all down.
Any questions about the privacy fence, yeah. How high and what?
Which would be the required buffering.
So along this line is your residential lots. That's mm-hmm. the north line.
Right.
There is some fence here. We can look at it a little bit, but evidently right here on that southern part there's not. I don't know if I got a picture of that fence or not, but
question?
You can see it right here.
Yeah. Do you have any intention of improving your privacy fencing down that one that
yes.
the gentleman mentioned?
Yes, yeah. Down both sides. Now it'd be along the whole north side and down on the that'd be the east side as well.
What kind of privacy fence are you thinking about?
Right now, it's got on the east side. It's got a 6-foot privacy fence.
Just regular 6-foot solid picket.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. All of it. And it goes to where it starts dropping off really quick. And I believe one of the gentlemen's houses right there at the edge of the end of the privacy fence.
I have an off-the-wall question. Is that acceptable? The first gentleman that spoke, when you spoke of landscaping, were you talking about the same rock area where the runoff
is? I am.
That's what you were discussing
yes.
as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How would you all feel about a requirement to have an engineer look at that runoff problem and maybe do something about it with something an engineer could have to design with stormwater retention? Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it, but we were assured before we bought the property that was already taken care of and all the county's issues were taken care of with the stormwater on that end.
Well, we didn't require any engineering, and I don't know where the DNR went with it. They got involved with the amount of runoff. Because it's an old existing, we don't have anything in our current guidance code that would address us. And the runoff actually turns into a civil. But I know there's a lake down below that, and we got a lot of calls because the lake got real silty looking and discolored. And I could see if the DNR had them. We didn't require them to do anything.
Well, I know yeah. the county does it. You know, somebody assured you the county said it was okay.
They've got it signed off through DNR.
Yeah.
DNR signed off.
Okay,
on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's who I contacted to go look at
the
it.
DNR says it's okay.
Well, I hadn't talked to the DNR, so I can't answer that, George. I'm sorry.
We do have a paper that says that DNR had signed off on it, though, that it was all up to code.
Do you anticipate any upgrades or cleanup of the existing road system?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Already started on that.
Mm-hmm.
Already put in some